this week on Video Death Loop.
The house had over 300 sticks of dynamite.
Plus, we knew that Ghost Cat was a bad idea. Hey everyone, welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
How do you do, John?
Aaron, I'm doing great. I got a call from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, today.
Did you?
This is real. This is 100% real.
Okay, please, it was I've never been contacted, nor have I contacted the CDC. So I wouldn't begin to know what I would do in that situation.
You know, I had a brief moment because, like, you know, it could have been you could have been a telemarketer. It could have been like a robocall or something like that. Right. But it had the 404 area code, which is okay. Atlanta. Yeah, we know that. And it said,
why do we both know the Atlanta area code when Atlanta is so many miles away from us? I have no idea, but we certainly do.
The world may never know on that one, but we spent enough time in Atlanta for sure. But and it said, like, on the caller ID, it said CDC Disease Control, and I'm like, I better see what this is.
I'm gonna say, John, if I had like a Polymarket sort of betting situation for all of the people I know about who would be most likely to sort of be patient zero for a new disease, I'm not going to say you'd be at the top, but you ain't at the bottom either.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think I would, I mean, you could get, I could offer 5% odds on if there is a new terribly communicative disease started by someone I know, 5% chance it's John Hurst.
Okay. Those are, you know what? I'm kind of in agreement with you. I think there's always a 5% chance. I would not be surprised. I'd be like, if they told me on the phone call, I'd be like, hey, good news, you're patient zero. Good news, we don't know what it is. Bad news is we also don't know what it is. No. It was they were wanting to do a survey is what it turned out to be. I was a little disappointed, but
I'm still hugely concerned. Hugely, yeah. Why is your opinion what's important to the CDC?
Okay. Let me tell you the questions they asked me, and then you can make up your own mind on this.
Please do.
Okay, the first question they asked me is
Before we start, did you have to agree not to tell these questions? Because I feel like if you tell these questions and then one of our hundreds of thousands of Video Death Loop listeners gets a call from the CDC, their answers might be slightly skewed. Thus, making the CDC's data bad, thus leading to a massive plague outbreak. Thus, I'm bumping you up on the Polymarket 6%, John. 6%. I'm not saying that it came from you as patient zero, just that you contaminated the data science that led to this plague getting out of control. But please continue.
Okay. I don't know if we got to that part. You can update your call sheet or cash sheet. One's a serial, one's a game betting site. I'm not sure which one's which. The first question was if I had anyone in my household that was between the ages of 4 and 8, I think it was, they said, and I don't. I am by myself in my domicile, so it is what it is on that. But
that is kind of a less suspicious question, I would think. Although I am also a little concerned that the federal government does not know that you don't have children. It's like I don't know. Has he been lying on all of his tax return? This could secretly just be the tax people trying to find out if you've been claiming too many fake kids to get your child tax credits.
Right. Yeah. And to answer your question from before, by the way, like, they just said this call would be recorded. They didn't say anything else. I guess I could say whatever the fuck I want on this. So
you can, you know, the other thing you can do, the cool thing you can do is if someone says this call will be recorded, that means you can record it too. So the next time, that means they agree to you recording it too. So the next time someone says fucking bust out a phone and record it, a different phone. Because now you can't do voice recorder at the same time as you make a phone call. They changed that on phones for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but
you can. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, I've never actually thought about doing the Uno reverse card on the recording, though. That sounds like a good idea.
You absolutely can, though. Next time, I want to hear what the CDC says. Did it sound like a doctor you were talking to? Was it like a cool, like, maybe even sort of French-sounding doctor?
Oh, I wish. He sounded Atlantean, I mean, honestly.
Okay.
Sounded like a great person. Great person. Okay. But
sound like a good dude. Not like a special French disease doctor, though.
No, did not.
Well, okay, he didn't be like, what have you been doing with your mitochondria?
What I do with my mitochondria is my own business, I guess. But
have you played the game Parasite Eve? We are in a Parasite Eve situation now.
Is it like Parasite Eve 1 or 2?
Only one, because I have not played two.
The other question was,
I don't know how
I
you get
any...
that guy's a doctor, though. He's just French, overtly French. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah. The other question was just like if I had any people under my household that was under the age of 18, which is also no in this case. And that was the entire idea of the questions. They had no more use of me. They said thank you and goodbye, which I kind of felt offended by. I was like, "Why? What? What's going on? CDC, what's going on? What do you need from me?"
That doesn't sound right. I'm hugely suspicious, right? Like if I would, what could they mean? What could they mean? I feel like you're only making these kinds of calls to people that you're highly suspicious about being diseased, right? Like, how is John's secret special disease going to be translated to the children that live in his house? That's the, like, I can't imagine any other thing the CDC would be interested in.
So you're thinking that they're just having a talk around the water cooler and being like, oh, hey, you know what? We got a patient zero over up north a little bit. And that disease is weird that he's got. Does he have any kids in there? Does he have a family? Got to make sure. He might be the only one. We might be able to just ignore it if it's just him. You know, maybe he'll die alone. I don't know. Just like we don't have to worry about it at that part. Like just go and clean up the body or something. Nope. Let's just call to be sure.
I get it's just bizarre. It is bizarre. I'm moving your chances up. What were we at before? 6%?
5%.
8%. Well, 6% after we discovered you were, you know, sort of polluting the data pool. Yeah, I'm moving it up. That's incredibly bizarre. If you work for the CDC, don't call me. I'll be thinking about this thing that John has told me for like a month. If you called me, I don't know I would ever stop thinking about that. Especially if that's it. It's not like, oh, have you been out of the country?
I'm sure.
Have you eaten any bizarre unknown meats that you found in a glowing crater? Right? Like none, you know, that's what I would expect that the CDC would say, not like, yo, how many kids you got up in there? None. Cool. Don't even worry about it, dude. Bye.
Yeah, it's like don't worry, bro. Don't worry.
John, it has
to be more worried if it was like they said, don't worry, bro, but
yeah. Yeah, it's been super nice knowing you. I have no doubt that you're about to, I don't know, meet your maker from some sort of, I don't know, CDC, secret CDC disease that somehow the CDC knows about, but also doesn't know whether there are any children living in your house. God, I hope you're just about to be audited. That's the only thing. I hope it is. It was just secretly the tax people.
Yeah. I haven't even filed my taxes yet. What do they have to audit at this point?
I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. But whatever it is, it's better than whatever the CDC needed out of you. I promise you that.
Okay. I
promise you that.
Yeah, the CDC secret disease police. Is that what the...
Yeah, I sort of trust the CDC kind of these days. I used to trust them more, but now, you know, for various incredibly obvious reasons, I'm a little suspicious of any science organization coming from the federal government. That said, this still doesn't sound great. It still doesn't sound great.
No.
I hope I'm not worrying you.
No. You know, just a little bit, but you know what? That's okay, because I got a video for you. I got a video for you, Aaron.
I mean, you are the host.
I am the host.
You're the host.
No, I'm not a host like that. You're a co-host, though. You're a co-host, Aaron. What does that mean? What does co-host mean? That means like you're not the only one. Actually, right now you are the only co-host. But
situation, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like we got to work together through this, Aaron. You and me. We got to work together. We're in quarantine right now. You don't know what this video is, right? You right?
I don't. Okay. I do not. Okay.
Good. Tell you what, I do. And we're going to get through it together, right, Aaron? We're going to get through this until we side.
Yes.
No, we're good. We're done with it.
I'll do it. Okay. Fine. Yes. Okay. Fine.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're going to get through this all together here. Host and co-host together. In 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I don't know what this is. There's a bunch of people clapping.
Yeah, they're clapping. It's from a reality show of some sort.
Uh-huh. It's a bunch of people waving the American flag. They're getting ready.
Like a plunger.
They blow up a house.
Yes. So, Aaron, this is from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, which is apparently a show that happened in the 2000s, where they did extreme, like, you know, like they did extreme makeovers for other things, you know, cars, garages, and all that. But it was like they did a home, like a home edition, where I guess at one point they decided, let's blow up the house. We gotta rebuild. It's not good enough. The house sucks.
These people left and they blew up their home and forced them to watch it.
Yes. That makes a, by the, first of all, this house makes a very hilarious jump in here. Like, I feel like even if it's staged and planned, it looks almost fake somehow.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else is I haven't quite been able to catch when this loops because of the nature of reality television is that you kind of just see the same thing over and over and over again. You know, they sort of show you different angles of the same thing to maximize, you know, anything interesting that happens. And right. So, yeah, what, like, I guess, like, when the, yeah, it's kind of tough to notice exactly when this thing loops. But my God, I just feel like if the home was that bad, there's so many better ways that you could remove it.
But it's not extreme if you take those other methods on here.
I guess it's not. Did they rebuild the home? Do you have any further context, or is this all you know? I really need to know now. They show like a fucking mattress in there. It's like these people didn't even take anything out of their home. It's like, hey, we need to make sure to get, you know, our cat's ashes out of there or something. It's like, fuck no, we are blowing that cat's mortal remains to hell.
Well, the thing that they there's a little interview at the very beginning of this clip where someone, like one of the designers, they get credited as a designer, but they're blowing up stuff. So I'm wondering about that. I'm wondering about their designation there. But
they're a designer. They work mostly in explosives.
Yeah, but they're talking about they blew up a mattress and they blew up a dishwasher, and they were only complaining about how they only used one or two sticks of dynamite for that. But when they get to the house, they have over 300 sticks of dynamite in the house. As so they claim. Wow.
So they claim. I mean, it looks incredibly real. I mean, I don't know how much explosive power is in a stick of dynamite.
I don't know the exact number on that. I would imagine enough for any situation, particularly.
Even a house? Do you think you could blow up a whole house with a single stick of dynamite?
No. I think you're probably causing problems for. You're going to be complaining about that room for a couple of weeks with a single stick of dynamite and the things you got to do, I'm sure.
Right.
It's not house blow up worthy on there for sure.
Right. So 300 sticks of dynamite does this to a house. I mean, it looks awesome. I kind of can't blame them if they're going to, you know, like if you're going to do this. Every single one of the people, we do quickly cut to the family seemingly at a pretty nice resort watching their home being exploded.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm mostly worried about there, because I don't know, to answer your question from before, I don't actually know what the house looks like in the end, if they built another house for them, if they exploded this one for sheer fun and then just showed the family, which is diabolical if that's the case. But I presume, being a reality TV show, they built something that is probably going to stand to test of 2 years before they're all well out of there.
I have seen I don't know if it was this particular show, but I definitely watched one of those home makeover shows probably around the time this was on, and it could have been this one. Not this episode, but like something like it. And I remember, what was it? Was there one called like Trading Places, where they would two families would kind of trade homes and then work on each other's homes or something? I mean, it was kind of the same. I mean, and I just remember one of those episodes, and it sticks with me to today. And they were getting so close to being done, but they were, you know, about out of money, or, you know, they had so much money for the project and they hadn't put up curtains or something yet. And they literally fucking stapled curtains to the wall. Like, they didn't even have money for a curtain rod. They just put these curtains up and stapled them. And the idea that the same sort of process that would lead to stapling curtains on the wall would these people, they blew up what is presumably a perfectly livable home.
Right.
And then you're, exactly. Rebuild it. Yeah, it's going to last, like you said, all of 2 years.
But the question I have is, they to do the makeover, they probably do the part where, I think a lot of these shows, they send the family away to go enjoy a vacation or something. Do you think they knew about that? Do you think it's like, here, we're going to show you a video at your lovely resort. You're going to love it. And it's your house exploding. I don't know I'm not sure how I would respond to that. It's like, what if my cat's ashes are in there?
Did you take everything out of it you want? Because it looks definitely like they left things in that home. The only thing I can kind of imagine, maybe this is the old, like if I have to build a scenario where this is fine, is these people, you know, recently moved into this home, right? Like, maybe they just bought it and they're like, this home sucks, and they have no attachment to it whatsoever. Like, maybe they've stayed a week there and they're like, what if we get Extreme Home Makeover to redo this house?
Right.
And the Extreme Home Makeover is like, how far can we take it? Like, folks, we don't give a shit about this house. Like, we don't care. It's awful. We just moved here. Whatever you got to do. Like, what if we blow it up? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because even like my house, if there was, it would, you know, there are some rooms in my house I'd be very happy to have Extreme Home Makeovered. Okay. But if they fucking blew up my house, I would be pretty traumatized by that.
How much would it take for an Extreme Home Makeover to blow up your house? Would just be a would have to be a significant amount. Would it be like seven digits and more? Easy.
I mean, it might be less than seven digits.
Damn. Okay.
I don't. I mean, there's a difference between like a low six digit and a mid to high six digit, right? Like, the other thing is, what if you build me a house somewhere else? Right, because I think if you blew up the house, the one thing they, you know, the reason I guess they can get away with this is this house is just in the middle of a field, like a massive field.
Yeah. Like
there's nothing around it. If you did this in my neighborhood, neither of my immediate neighbors would have homes anymore. You were done with it. Right, like, and possibly even the neighbors across the street would not have a house. Like, you could not do this here. Mm-hmm. So the idea of that, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, blow it up. But you, like, I don't want to come back to this neighborhood because everyone's going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, if I blow up my house, get me a better house, fine. Yeah, like a way better house, fine. Yeah, do what you got to do.
What if it's,
but like, come back in my yard, it's like this scorched mark and there's this moderately better house where my house used to be. Like, what are you doing, man? What is this?
it's got a bigger crawl space.
Exactly. What about you, John? How much for now? You have not lived in your house as long as I have lived in mine, but I still have to imagine you've already developed some sort of like attachment and feelings for your home.
Yeah.
In that, like, the idea that like this motherfucker would come and blow it up and show it to everyone in the country, him blowing it up. And then show everyone your reaction to your home being blown up, which I feel like is the most diabolical thing of all in this video.
It's a hostage situation. It feels like
don't show me how the omelet's made, dude. Just like, I just want to show up and there's a new house. You're like, dude, it's totally still your house. Don't even worry about it. It's definitely like the same foundation and like, you know, all that. No. Literally a fireball with everything that they've ever known in is being destroyed.
Is it better knowing the big, gigantic fireball explosion and seeing that before you get back to it, though? Or just a showing up and he's like, huh, that is a better house. And your neighbor's just mean mugging you the entire time. What's wrong with it? I got a new house. Isn't it great? It's just like there's scorch marks all over their property from where the blast radius was.
Yeah, there's like a timber like went through their roof.
Like Extreme Home Makeover covered it, but they're still just mad about it.
It's like, do you remember that story about the time the Mythbusters were like fucking around with a cannon and they shot a cannonball through someone's house accidentally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that. It's in that degree, I'm kind of glad this era of reality TV is over.
Right.
But the, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, that the house looks boring for sure, but it also doesn't look like a house you need to explode. Unless there's just like, you know, maybe it's just full of mold or something. Like, I don't know. What's this? Haunted? Maybe it's haunted. I bet that's a haunted
maybe
house.
Maybe it is.
I'm pretty sure ghosts can't survive an explosion. I've never heard of one. I've never heard of a ghost surviving an explosion. I'm not saying an explosion can absolutely create a ghost, but I do also think that means that an explosion can destroy a ghost.
What happens with a ghost? Like, a ghost has to haunt a location, right? So if you blow up the location, it has nothing to haunt anymore. It's technically free. It doesn't, it's not like your typical ghost that's like stuck to that property. You know, it has main control of the house. If there's no house to control, what are they going to haunt? Nothing. They're going to go by.
Yeah, ghosts don't know what a fucking, you know, like Latin long is. It's not like the ghost is saying, I can only haunt, you know, -83.19. No, it's like a ghost knows a house. Or a ghost knows a graveyard or, you know, a battlefield. Something like that. It's got to be related to a human activity.
Right.
Not some sort of scientific. But it's, honestly, it's the same thing. It's the same situation you get with, like, hyper-realistic time travel. Right? It's if you traveled through time, unless you are assuming that your time machine also teleports you to the same place on a planet that is constantly both revolving around the sun and the entire solar system moving because the entire galaxy that it's spinning is in. If you teleport through time and say in that same XYZ coordinate in the universe, you're always just going to end up in space. Right, like never going to be on the planet when you. I mean, maybe you might end up being on another planet. It's incredibly small. Maybe you end up being in a black hole, or if it's the same absolute position in space, right?
Right.
So, like, yeah, like assuming that, I think a ghost absolutely has to haunt a location as it is understood by humans,
right.
That's the secret of the ghost. That's the ghost's extra secret.
Yeah.
And so yeah, blowing up a house. But I also think the explosion destroys the ghost. I think as soon as the ghost is...
You think it murders the ghost.
I think it murders the ghost. I think it murders... Okay. I'm prepared to defend that statement. I think it murders the ghost. I don't think that the ghost is set free and then free to wander the world. I think the ghost is brutally murdered by an explosion.
Oh.
Goes to ghost hell.
Oh, man, I was thinking through, like, while you were saying all that, like, while I do agree with you on that, I was like, but, like, you don't see a lot of ghost surveyors, for one, so, like, you know, like, they don't know the dimensions of the location other than they're haunting that shit. But if they're just blown up to ghost hell on there afterwards, maybe that's why this guy is screaming. And I can hear the scream for like 15 goddamn seconds about all the different cuts too.
Yeah,
but he's just like, he's super excited because they earlier in this video, they say they threw like one stick of dynamite or a couple sticks of dynamite in there to blow up a couple things. Maybe that was ghost testing. Maybe it's haunted with multiple ghosts and they had to blow it up to make sure that this was the right way to deal with it.
This isn't a home remodeling. This is an extermination. That's what this is. This is the haunted ass house in the United States. I assume it's the U.S. I don't think any other country would allow this sort of thing to happen. Especially just for television purposes.
It would be even funnier if it was another country just because it has, like, they have the American flags in front of the Best Buy employee looking staff of this this design home makeover team.
Yeah. I mean, these are the people that I definitely want to be witnessing my house being exploded and all of my ghosts being killed.
Okay, if you blow up a house with sticks of dynamite, which we've determined is the best way to kill a ghost, how are we sure we got all the ghosts?
I mean, I'm not prepared to say it's the best way to kill a ghost, but I am prepared to say it is an effective way to kill a ghost. I'm also not saying it's not the best way. I just don't think we've got the science to prove that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That it's the best way.
But imagine if they're building, like, they're trying to, like, rebuild. They're doing their extreme home makeover. Do they, like, if they accidentally keep a part of the house, though, and if it's haunted, your new house is haunted, too. That's going to be a problem.
Is it recognizable as a piece of the house? That's what I'm, like, if a ghost's haunt location requires a human understanding of a location, then is it recognizable as a piece of a house? I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. It could be. It could. Yeah, maybe, like, maybe you want them to scrape that foundation. Maybe the foundation is enough for the ghost to be like, this is still the same house. I recognize those cinder blocks. I recognize that concrete pad. You know?
Yeah, you got a stone chimney or something in there, and you don't blow it up properly, it's still there, and you use it for the new house. That's a problem. That's a ghost problem for you.
Yeah. That's, yeah, you've got to be incredible. I think that's probably why they went with 300 sticks of dynamite, because I really, I'm thinking we just saw a bunch of ghosts get murdered when we watched this video.
It's actually not.
There's nothing left of this house. No,
it's we see some insulation fly out. That's not insulation. That's actually just ghost blood coming towards
the screen. Ghost blood. Yeah. A lot of people don't know how much insulation looks like ghost blood, but that's been confirmed so many times.
Yeah, like people, you know, when people complain about the walls bleeding, they're looking at ghost blood is what it is. It's not that they have to have more insulation in the house or redo their insulation. It's the ghost blood, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to blow it up. That's how all you can do.
You got to get rid of these ghosts. You got to get rid of these ghosts somehow.
The father, by the way.
It goes back to that cat. It goes back to that cat's ashes. We're trying to get rid of this cat. That cat ghost. That cat ghost. We got to get this cat ghost out of here.
Right.
They cat thought they were free. Everywhere. They thought they were free. Yeah, because it's taking ghost shit everywhere. Everywhere. Just like that one episode we did recently where we were talking about ghost shit that we can't move. We're back to ghost shit. Okay. And I do think an explosion is going to clear out the ghost shit. It doesn't just murder a ghost. It also destroys ghost shit.
Okay. All right. I'm with you there. I do think if you are willing to do that much explosive damage to it, the ghost shit has to go away. The ectoplasma remnants are no longer there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's clean. That's clean. That's a clean burning dynamite right there.
Clean burning dynamite. I'm tapping, Aaron. I'm tapping. I'm gonna leave it on the face of the dad when he's like looking at the house being exploded, because like he has a different expression from everyone
else. He does.
Else.
The rest of the family is pretty all right with it. The dad, I don't know what he's not like upset by it, but he's also he's been happier. He's been happier.
He's been like, man, I fed that ghost cat for years.
Did dad like the ghost cat? That's the most, you know, that's the most surprising thing of all.
Well, you know how pets choose their owner sometimes, and you know, even if the dad, it was like one of those stories, maybe the dad didn't want to take care of the ghost cat, and everyone's like, ah, come on, you gotta take care of the ghost cat dad, and you know, you get kind of attached to it after a while. It's just sad for him. It's a sad time.
I guess.
Everyone else is happy. There was ghost shit everywhere.
Yeah, though they are so excited to see their home get blown up. That's why I say, like, these people can't have lived in this house any length of time.
Right. Yeah, they definitely saw one look at the place and be like, you know what? Let's get a reality show in here. Yeah. Let's just get them involved.
Let's blow this bitch up right now. Yeah. Right now.
how quick do you think in the, like, because I'm sure they, in the reality show process, they probably talked to him like, look, we're gonna blow up your house at some point, sign on the dotted line, but you agree that we are gonna blow this bitch up, basically.
that's legal right there.
Yeah.
That even if they come back later, strong words about what happened, listen, here's the document you wrote, you signed, we gonna blow this bitch up. There, is that your name? Then you understood what was happening.
Yeah, I will say, I don't know if he was a standard host on it, but you know, we have, you know, exhibit of Pimp My Ride fame was at least on one episode of Extreme Makeover Home Edition at one point. So I don't know if he was involved in this one outside the clip we saw on there afterwards, but you know what, I
don't
see that.
Think I saw him, but
yeah,
you know, maybe.
Yeah. They definitely did like some extreme makeovers, like putting, there was like house where they put, instead of carpet in the kid's room, they put like sand because the kid like beaches.
You can't do that.
No. You got to blow that house up too.
Why would anyone be okay with that? Why would anyone be okay with that?
Kid was fine with it. No one else was.
Oh my God.
Ah, but all right. Well, I learned a lot about house makeovers today, Aaron.
I don't think I learned anything at all. Maybe the ghost thing. But I feel I don't know that I learned that as much as I sort of drug it out of my subconscious. I think I always knew, really, that an explosion killed a ghost. I just hadn't formed it into a conscious thought.
Yeah. Maybe like the realization, maybe like from years and years of us using fireworks in ways that fireworks should not be used. May have had something to do with that. Where maybe we just
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, statute of limitations. But ghosts and fireworks. Yeah, ghosts and explosions.
I guess you know. Hey, get out there. If you know where a ghost is, go blow it up. Go blow that bitch up. Let us know. Let us know if blowing up the ghost worked.
Okay.
Questions@videodeathloop.com. Yep. If anyone asks, John Hurst told you to do it, Aaron Littleton. Strongly against recreational.
The CDC will call me again if this happens. Like, I cannot have the CDC call me for another survey. They will need to know more.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly knowing that John is about to be patient zero for the deadliest disease ever known to mankind. I think it's actually a really great time to pin a lot of stuff on him. Right? Like, is there anything you need legal protection from? Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're about to have Johnitis, right?
It's not Johnitis, people. It's not that.
It's Johnitis. Whatever your secret disease is that the CDC knows, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be the first to go, and so you might as well help some people clear their names of some sort of like non-harmful explosive legal lawsuits they might be involved in. Just blame John.
Aaron, if this is what happens, I am going to haunt your house until you need to explode it. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay,
100%. Well, like, there's going to be no butts in there. I'm just going to haunt it. So,
fuck.
Yeah.
You're
going to have to call a 2009 reality TV show that does not exist. I'm pleading, like, please make one more episode. Please. I'm begging you.
You could use 600 sticks of dynamite. It's just really ornery ghost.
He's a co-host of my podcast. We still have to do it because he's haunting my podcast room.
That's the dream. Podcasting for eternity.
Oh, man. You know what?
If all you did was just hang out and like we could as a ghost and we could still podcast, that'd be all right.
Honestly, yeah, I'd be okay with that. I'm turned around on this. Let me get sick and die.
No. I'm going to feel so bad if you get Johnitis now.
Well, only the future can tell on that. But questions@videodeathloop.com. You can rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform or tell a friend. I don't know. The podcast platforms keep changing how they do things. So do whatever is the good thing to do on that to make us liked on that platform. We appreciate it.
Yep. I refuse to keep up. I don't know what pod trauma is doing this week, but you know, if you gotta crank up a rainbow to get people to like us, then please do that.
That sounds kind of fun, actually. Like little, you have like a physical crank
a
on the internet.
Yeah.
Like you have to like install like a crank via USB. I'm kind of all for that. But yeah, if you have to do it, do it.
Yeah. What you have to do is get a Sega Saturn to USB adapter and then use one of those Sega fishing game controllers. Ooh. And then you can crank that, bass fishing controller to rate us 5 stars.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of all for that. Video Death Loop, do what you need to. That's what we're going to roll out with on that. Aaron, you have anything slogan. Else you
do
want
what
say?
You need to. Do what you need to.
Do what you need. Do your do what you need to. Aaron, any
do
last
what
words?
You need to. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.